Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks, and this is Radio Boston.
Let's start with a new report out today that says there aren't enough beds in the state for addiction recovery and too little coordination between agencies and organizations to get people the help they need.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh presented the report today, and he made good on a campaign promise and named the first director of his newly created Office of Recovery Services. Jennifer Tracy, now with the state's Bureau of Substance Abuse Services, will lead the city's plan to fight the addiction crisis.
Joining us to talk about this is Dr. Sarah Wakeman. She's a member of Governor Charlie Baker's working group on the opioid addiction crisis. That's the state-level working group. She's also medical director of the Substance Use Disorder Initiative at Mass General Hospital. Dr. Wakeman, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, the report presented by Mayor Walsh today had a bunch of findings, which included the fact that Boston has a capacity gap in terms of the numbers of beds available for people mm-hmm. who need them, that substance use disorder treatment system is a statewide system, and that may have some potential problems there, and that Boston's rate of substance abuse is basically on par to that of other regions of the state. So broadly speaking, I guess what's your initial reactions to these findings?
Well, I think first it's an incredibly exciting day for Boston, and I think our mayor and the entire advisory council deserve huge appreciation for the effort that went into this report and the recommendations. I think, you know, the report does a terrific job of describing the problem and really puts data behind what we see and what we've heard from people across the city and across the state. In particular, as you mentioned, it highlights the lack of treatment access, both inpatient and outpatient, and the need for better data and also for better implementation of evidence-based practices across the system. Hmm. I think, you know, they mentioned that the detox facilities are at 97% capacity and that there's a 23-day wait for residential beds. I think that really demonstrates how overwhelmed the system is. And also that this sort of current epidemic that we're seeing really coincided with the loss of 225 treatment beds on Long Island, which was a huge blow to an already strapped system.
Yeah. Well, let's ask you a little bit more about that, because I think we've, you know, as you've mentioned, and we've heard a lot on this show, people have been saying for quite some time there is a major shortage of beds. I mean, not just in Boston, but around the state. But, you know, I remember back in April of last year when Boston's only public methadone clinic closed, the city claimed that at the time, and this was coming from Barbara Ferrer of the Public Health Commission, said that operating the clinic at $2.4 million a year wasn't necessarily what the health department should be doing with scarce resources.
I think now, you know, times have changed or the attention has changed, but certainly I think it's wonderful that there's so much attention on the need for treatment and access and care across the continuum. And the fact that not just the mayor, but the governor and the attorney general are all focused on this issue, I think really makes me optimistic that we're going to create meaningful change. And I think you bring up an important point that it's not just about beds. We talk a lot about beds, and clearly there's a huge lack of beds. And the fact that, you know, the treatment system is at such capacity and there's these long wait times is evidence to that point. But the report also comments on outpatient treatment and really the whole continuum of services, including methadone maintenance and buprenorphine, which is another medication treatment. And so I think, you know, that's so important to highlight because addiction is a chronic disease. And so as we think about how do we tackle this epidemic and really come up with lasting change, we need to build a comprehensive treatment system. And, you know, to just focus on acute services like detox beds will never fundamentally change the problem.
Right.
It would be like building just emergency rooms and just intensive care units. We need that piece for sure, but we also need the rest of the continuum, including methadone maintenance, medication treatments, outpatient programs, recovery support services.
Well, I want to talk more about that in just a second, but before we leave this issue of the number of beds, I mean, another thing that popped out at me was that it doesn't necessarily seem that there is sort of an overall statewide system of trying to find out where the current beds are available. And I wonder what your experience is with this, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're talking about real people and their real lives and real challenges. You must have experience at MGH of trying to find places, treatment facilities to send people who are in the middle of an addiction crisis.
Absolutely. We struggle with this every day.
I mean, how do you find those places for them to go?
We call around and we get a lot of no's. You know, I deal with this both in the outpatient world. I practice addiction medicine in the community health center, and I also work on our addiction consult team in the hospital. And, you know, every day in the hospital, we have people who are ready for residential treatment, want residential residential treatment, and we call around and there just aren't any beds.
So you have to just call individual treatment centers and say...
Exactly. So there's no real great centralized system of knowing, you know, where beds are across the state. And I think everyone's aware that that's a huge gap and that really needs to be addressed.
So that seems like one place in which sort of more comprehensive coordination, it would be an obvious way forward.
Absolutely. I think real-time data on not just inpatient treatment capacity, but also outpatient treatment capacity. So where are there slots in outpatient programs or methadone maintenance programs? And I think, you know, they focus on data in this report, and in particular the need for better data on where treatment access is. I think the other piece where we need data is we need treatment outcomes data. So we should have, treatment programs should be reporting on what their outcomes are. So in the same way we expect that of hospitals and other healthcare systems, you know, this would go a long way to ensuring that people are really practicing evidence-based standards, that places would have to report on how long people stay there and where they go next and how many people come back again, and what sort of interventions they're using. And I think that would allow us to really ensure that there's good quality across the system.
So do you mind if I ask sort of just a functional question? I mean,
yeah,
keep
absolutely.
Hearing the call for, like, we need more and better data. We need comprehensive a view of the crisis and individuals within the system. What's the first step in gathering that data? Who would do it? How would we get it done?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, you know, the treatment system is at the state level, and so I think this is sort of a BSAS and a state-level issue that everyone is aware of. And so you need a good IT system, obviously, and one of the challenges is that BSAS only has data on programs that they license, but there are many other private programs and other organizations across the state, and so you need those programs to be feeding the information in real time and reporting how many beds they have on a given day. So I think it probably will never be perfect on a minute-by-minute basis, but I think we should move towards a goal of at least, you know, within a few hours sort of window, having a database that can tell us where access is across the state.
Mm. So is this something that the governor's task force, you sit on this task force, is it something you'll be focusing on? I mean, I understand there's a report due early next month.
Yes, I think June 11th is our deadline, so we're working very hard, and it's been a real privilege to be on that group, and it's a group of wonderful people. And Secretary Sutters has been a phenomenal leader. And, you know, this is an issue that we're aware of, and we certainly have talked about it, and the need, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than trying to navigate an opaque treatment system and not knowing where you can even send someone.
Well, Dr. Sarah Wakeman is the medical director of Substance Use Disorder Initiative at Mass General Hospital. She also sits on the governor's statewide working group on the opioid addiction crisis, talking to us today about Mayor Marty Walsh's newly created Office of Recovering Services in Boston. Dr. Wakeman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, modern, fast, efficient trains in China. So why not here? We'll talk about America's ailing transportation system, from Amtrak to the T to the potholes on your street and what to do about it. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.